weiter. But I'd like to go back a little bit. So that's a little bit of what we discussed yesterday. Once again, I need you to go ahead and prepare Nan the Sugar. At some point, so I'd like to go a bit deeper on what we learned yesterday. We learned yesterday about the Baskel. The Baskel came out and told us the halachas like this. Hillel, this is the kasha. How could he tell us the halachas like this, Hillel? Could we doubt them that if you remember? Yeah. How could they just tell us that? How could the Baskel tell us the halachas like this, Hillel? I tell you, Levi Shemaim here. So Tzitzis gave an answer. He said, if it comes to tell me something which is against what the Torah says, so now you say, tell you, Levi Shemaim. If he's coming to say we've got not sure about something, we don't know who to follow. Based on this, and he says Aloha, because if it's Hillel, then we can listen to the Baskel, right? That's what he says. Said we weren't sure, so you go Basel the Rav, you go Basel Chazidim, so then we can rely on the Baskel. So the big kasha which the Achrayim asked from the Rambam and Hilchos Yisayda Tzeir. Rambam and Hilchos Yisayda Tzeir gives a lot about the Novi and things like that. And then he speaks out like this. If a Novi comes along and says, so I'm telling you in the verse which is negative Tzeir, even negative Tzeir which is Halakha Mishnah Mishina. Oy, Sha'ama, Bedin Medina Tzeir. He says in some which is related to Medina Tzeir, Hashem Tiveloi, Hashem told him, he received a revelation from Hashem, Shadim Kahu, Halacha Kedivri Ploini. Halacha is like that man. If a person would come along, if a Novi would come along and tell us that Halacha is like that person, is there a Novi Sheker? He's a Novi Sheker, Vyachanik, and he gets Chanika, he gets strangled. That's his anus. Have a piece of authority, even though he made a sign to show that he's right. Sorry, because he's coming by this. No prophecy that he's saying, he is in fact contradicting the Torah. Why? One thing is negative Torah. If he also says that he received from Hashem a revelation, the halacha kedivri ploini. He says that is called the Novi Sheker. So Bolach is Torah Shomer Levi Shemaimi. The Torah says Levi Shemaimi. How can you tell me I'm not going to be playing it? It's Levi Shemaimi. He's like any rabbi saying, I think this person's right. But he's saying I received from Shemaim a revelation and prophecy that the Loch is like Ploini.
From a Novi.
A lot of like Ploini. That's called Novi Sheker, and he's Chayv Chelek. A big kasha. We just saw in our sugya that if we're not sure about who the Halacha is, we're allowed to have a Baskel thing as who the Halacha is. The Baskel can't be negative positive. If you're not sure who the Halacha is like, then you can't, then you're allowed to go according to the Baskel. In fact, that's what the Baskel of Avin was. The Baskel of Avin was to tell us, Halacha, could it be seen of?
Isn't it different between Baskel and Novi Sheker?
Why should that be? If the vault is because of Levi Shemaimi, if the reason why he's a Novi Sheker, because he's Machish Mashabatoya of Levi Shemaimi, because by prophesizing that he received the prophecy to say that Halacha like Ploini, that's against the klal of Leibah Shemaimi. So how can we rely on Baskel?
What about Baskel? Stay in my record, Baskel, and not the second. When Baskel comes out, it's objectivity.
I don't know those words mean, but I know that Tate is here, and that could be a Dalit. Ask the question. Then in Yeshua's case, he said, you can't listen to the Baskel because why not?
Because
Leibah Shemaimi. That means the Baskel means Leibah Shemaimi.
I understood that.
No.
But now you bring how Baskel works, tell me, because I have
no idea. If the answer says, we don't know these things.
So that means, but it's different from the Novi Sheker. Different from somebody who comes, I will come and tell you now the Halacha is like this, and I have Simon from Mishamayim. It's different from
why is that Novi called the Novi Sheker? Says the Rambam. Says the Rambam, because the Torah is a Loi Beshamayim. No. So a Baskel is Mishamayim.
I understood that, but it's
so.
I think so.
You trust him on the bottom line. It doesn't seem because you can't trust the person. It says because the loy be that means telling you that a lot is like ploini. Shemayim doesn't have a right to do that. That's loy be shemayim. Shemayim can't be kuvea who we paskin like. So how can a paskal do that? No.
If we
told
to them.
Urim Tumim never told us who to paskin like or what our locker was. Urim Tumim told us that should we go to court, should we go to fight, should we do when you need to ask Hashem a certain thing, he answered back, right? Battles, but it wasn't our locker that.
What?
It wasn't our locker, he wasn't going to find our locker. There's nothing wrong in asking Hashem, Hashem can give you as much information as you'd like. Any information you want, you can get from Hashem. But as soon as it comes to encroaching on the klal of Lei Bishmaimi, Hashem, no, finish. Hashem can't give any more. Because Hashem gave us the Torah, we have to work out a lot more Torah. And in that Torah it says Lei Bishmaimi. So any halakhah which we want has to come from the Torah. Can't come from heaven. Hashem says Lei
Bishmaimi. Let's say something like Yosef Karo learns of like the Magen or something. Or we're learning like
the Magen. Come with the Magen.
So learn the Magen or you heard different things. They learn Torah.
Hello?
Right. But that's
Shemayim,
that's like
Shemayim.
That's like learning from
Shemayim. You'll have to find the case where Beis Yosef said he passed in the halacha because of what the Magid told him. You'll have to find the case. Again, there's nothing wrong in learning with Chavrus HaKadam with the Ben Shem as well. But the minute, so the reason why my Pesach HaLocha is going to be a Pesach HaLocha is because Hashem told me that and not because that's how I learned out from the Sugya. Then that'll be a problem. Now it could very well be by learning with Hashem himself you get such a clarity that therefore when you learn the Torah you see in the Torah. That's wonderful, that's fine. But the minute that you from what you see in the Torah you're either not sure who the halacha is or you think the halacha is X and Hashem says no it's not, it's Y, you can't go on to that. That's the Lev Shemani. So the question which we're asking is the Rambam says that even today halacha is to be ploini. That means when we don't know the halacha, I'm telling you the halacha like him, it's Lev Shemani. So why, what do we do with the Shemani B'Tila? So I'll share with you a few thoughts. So it's the Meach from Zvinsk. He discusses this Rambam and he says a very interesting shot. He says the shot is that Torah can't tell me that this halacha is right or we go this way or that way. Torah can't discuss specific halachas. There are certain times he finds that we paskin like certain people always. We always paskin like certain people, like Rav and Shmuel. When it comes to dinim, we always paskin like Shmuel. When it comes to Yisur, we always paskin like Rav. Why is that? The whole way through Shabbos. Why is it that we always paskin like Shmuel when it comes to dinim? So that, like Gemara says, because he was always involved in Choshen Mishpat, and therefore he had a certain chush to know in our love of Choshen Mishpat. Rav, always thought that Rav Yisroel. Why? Because Rav used to be a Meir Rav, and therefore he was always involved with our love, and therefore you can be sure what he's saying is right. Now why is it we always thought that Bishama, Bishilo against Bishama? Why do we always thought that Bishilo against Bishama? It says because they were Meichin, they were always, they were Ma'avel Midoisov, they were always easy going. And that gives a certain reason why you should get extra Siyat Bishma and be Zeichas Demes. So it says Mei Simcha, Torah Lei Bishamayim is to say that particular halacha, this is that or this is that. But there's nothing wrong for Torah to be Megalitah, a certain Tchumas HaNefesh, that somebody who is, that somebody who is a Noyach, or a Nelach, or somebody who easy going. Ma'ana Midesov, he is matim to be zecher to the righteous. So Meila, when it says the basket of going out to say Alokha de Bevitela, it wasn't saying that on the Alokha they're discussing the Alokha like this. So we can't talk about Alokha. I'm talking about the personality. This personality is the personality that's matim for the Alokha to be like him. And the Meila, we follow the Bevitela. That means a chiddush says in the Simcha that Torah Bishamayim is just if it's talking about specific halachas. If it's talking about personality traits, that with that you'll be zeicha to be zeicha to get the right shot, or who's more matim to have got the right shot, that Shamayim can tell. And quite a chiddush, but that's what you want to write. This
day, you can go up against.
That means they had to suffer if it's not to feel that.
I think that is that of character. Usually we go to them. Look at the depth, as the Rav suggested, he went to Hebrew. Shammai had something to bring to the table. Normally you're right. But look what he brings.
And in that, we're saying that since a person is so Mavon Midoysov and he's the Ranov, then it's more Mistaba. Even though the other guys are so clever and everything, more Mistaba, then he should have this out of the Shammai. To be zeicha, to be get to the right shot. I never said it myself. Yeah, I've been.
It seems like you're saying that it's
not
the Shemayim because the person sitting after the Shemayim, in order to do in Golem or Zed, the right spot, because he's in front of us. So we're still saying the Shemayim. Everyone that learns, because if they shine, they fill it. You have to have people to practice the Shemayim in order to learn.
Right. Certain personality traits. Some personality traits that matim for that personality trait to be zeichalem. So that is not from the Tevus Shemayim. That's like asking Hashem for shidduch chesed. Nothing wrong with Tevus Shemayim there, although I wouldn't advise you to do it. But if somebody would have a direct line to Hashem. So, are these two people compatible? Will they get on? That's nothing to halacha. So there is the personalities. Would these personalities get on? There's a similar idea regarding halacha. Certain personality traits, which with that, you're matim to get to the emes, and therefore, he is the this type of person is matin that the halacha should be like him. And he never spoke about the actual discussion if they were arguing about Hisham Mitzela about all the different machlokes they have, the basis and all the beyond protocol. They never spoke about basis and all the. He spoke about the person. Is Mitzela the person or Hisham Mitzela? That's the chiddush. That's it. That's what he said. No, we are my locha kiploini. That's not the shaker. I will not take a groi likvar locha. The whole locha. I'm telling you how it's matim to person halacha everywhere. General thing, because that's their personality, and that shememesh rogel zochel achav nehemet on rov that he can believe. Well, we'll talk about Mashiach in a minute. We'll talk about Mashiach, okay? And let's hope he doesn't come before we finish this. That's fine. So that's...
That would be fine.
Yeah, no, no, I want to say the vote before Mashiach comes. I have to say it first. So that's the vote of Amazing for Yashiv. He discusses the same point, and he has a different view on it. He says, also, he says, what happens if we're arguing, and I'm arguing, I say one thing, and I really think what I'm saying is right. And then along comes a God of Israel, whoever you like, and tells me, no, you misunderstood it. The halacha is the other way. But I really feel that the halacha is my way. But the natural thing is, in such a situation, if a God has told me otherwise, I'll rethink my flow of thought to see if everything I'm saying is right. That's the natural way a person should be. I know that he's greater than me, but I know that I came out of the circus. One thing, maybe I made a mistake. Maybe one link in my whole cheshbon is wrong. Maybe somewhere along the line I made a mistake. So I'll go over the whole thing. And if I still think what I'm saying is right, so maybe that's it. He's a great person. And I'm saying, I've learned the trigger. I might go over it again and again. But if I come to a conclusion at the end of the day that what I'm thinking is right, then he can be as great as he likes. But I've thought my thought process is still in that second. What's up, Joseph?
If the wrong tell us and says to us what we learned is wrong, how do you think they tell us our right is left, left is right?
That's if I'm coming to him to ask him a lot. But here I'm trying to learn a sugya. Yeah. Hashem gave me top and Hashem gave him a top. So now, obviously, if I'm not learning the right way, that means I'm explaining something wrong, which should be explained right, then obviously that's wrong. But if I've learned the sugya properly, I have a cop and I learned the sugya, and a rav came along and said, you know, I learned the sugya otherwise, there's no end of machliks, I mean, you just can't. I learned the sugya differently. So that, obviously, is an alarm bell. So learn the sugya again, make sure you got it right. But if I've learned the sugya again, and I see it, I've learned the sugya this way, I hear he's saying this and this, but I've learned the sugya this, I understand, I'll be all the cheshbon, and that's how it should come out. And the Noyd Yehuda says otherwise. But I feel this way, so I've got a chalikas, me and the Noyd Yehuda. A chalikas, me and the Noyd Yehuda. Hashem gave me a cop. To learn the Torah, how Hashem gave me a cop. So as long as I'm not making a bad mistake, as long as I'm not making even a small mistake, as long as I'm not making a mistake, then that's the right, that's MS, let's say it's MS. But obviously, make sure you're not making mistakes. So along comes this great rabbi and tells me, so no, I came out with a different maskana. Let me go over it again and again and again. And so I then I come out with my maskana right. So there's everybody asked him. A Baskel can't tell you who the halacha is right. No way. But if a Baskel comes out and tells you, you should know that the halacha is right, that gives the alarm bell to all the Beis Shammai people, maybe we didn't say something right. And he says, they then went back, the Beis Shammai people went back, all those sharp, sharp people went back over their Torahs to see maybe they made a mistake. And Chazulayna, some of them then retracted from their opinion. And it turned out, at the end of the day, that Beis Hillel was in this world right. Not because of Shammai. Because Beis Shammai also agreed to Beis Hillel. In the case when the Baskel went out and said, I'm not going to be sharp, Beis Hillel, that wasn't enough. Because Torah Rabbi Shammai
means. Where's the source?
The Rambam. The Rambam says he says Rabbi Shammai. You can't say I'm not going to be plainly. The Rambam told us that you can't say a Baskel or a Shen or a Novi cannot say Allah is living brain. So how do you have this tomorrow?
No,
we pass an Eiv in that we follow the Shiloh. We follow the Shiloh. We pass Nabi Shiloh, we don't go to Nabi Shiloh. So we don't pass Nabi Shiloh. So the Rambam always pass Nabi Shiloh, doesn't pass Nabi Shiloh, you can choose which one you want. So we follow the Shiloh, so we do all the basket. So what do? Is it steer Rambam and the Gemara? What do? Gemara for Eshes. So says Rabbi Yashim, I'll tell you the Pshat. The Pshat is, the Baskel came out to say Allah be the Rabbi Shiloh. Now you'll be a fool not to be Mishyachas to it. Now in the case of the Blessed and Mishua, they were Mishyachas to it, but they decided they're right. So. In the case of Bishyam and Mishyilah, so the Baskel came out, so Bishyam, I rethought their Sodium. And then some of them, or all of them, retracted from their opinion, and therefore the halacha was like Beis Hillel.
Not because of the in general.
Not because of the itself, but the Baskel was the trigger for them to rethink their thoughts.
Which in general, or with the
in all these halachas of Beis Hillel. Unless we find cases where halachas of Beis Hillel, that is the chiddush gadol of. One time, I want to hear the question, because I can't hear one thing. Please don't mention about Mashiach, and Mashiach is waiting. He's waiting, he's not going to come before 10 o'clock. He's waiting for us, and we'll talk about Mashiach. I'm going to talk about Mashiach in a minute.
Nobody said, we must get like Beis Hillel, shall we strangle him?
Yeah. Right, next.
Where do we see, anywhere else in Shama Torah that is kind of a scenario that the gospel is only the same to you, that you need to go back and learn it?
Not that you need to. You don't need to. The Basque come there and say, well, the Basque holds our lock is, and that makes it that you want to go back to make sure. And by going back over, you might find that there was something else. So how come they Basque Shama Alok we said a chazu be shamai lachsoiv oidapam aladvoyim. Rebbe Yashit. The kama mem is kimu ledivi vitilel.
Now, once some of the sharp ones change to be like Meitila, so now on the side of Meitila we have also Rois, and also Chodesi, also sharp guys. And therefore there's no half minute to go like Meishamah, and therefore I'll offer like Meitila.
Some of
Meishamah, like Meitila. So it says, he's trying to send the Rambam. Tosfos holds that basking is not what Allah is like. But the Rambam says not. Where does the Rambam get it from? Are you about to do a Kodesh for Taylor and Shemaini? I don't know. The Rambam's a Rambam. He says, I bought a Kish Toyo, someone Loi Bashamayimi. Loi Bashamayimi, he says. What's the source? To stay with Allah is like
Shemaini doesn't mean the Torah doesn't come from Shemaini. It just means it's not difficult to attain.
No. The Gemara says that Yeshua speaks that clearly, and even Jason must come to that idea that Torah of Yishmaim means that you cannot accept halachas from Shemaim. Right? So Tosfos understands to explain the Gemara in Eruvin that Torah of Yishmaim is only in a case when it's negative to Torah impossible for Eshes. But when you change and I've got a suffix, then the Mavgo can be Makriya. That's what Tosfos, how Tosfos says. Tosfos, how Tosfos, Bom, Messiah, in Brachas, that shit is Tosfos. The Tzeri Levi Shemaimi, that is not like absolute. Tzeri Levi Shemaimi means that if it's negative Torah and the Torah thing, this time you don't follow the Torah, the Baskel thing, this time you don't follow the Torah. Tzeri Levi Shemaimi, we got the Torah. And if we've got a suffix, we're not sure, then the Baskel can come along and tell us what the halacha is. That's Shitta's status. But Rambam says, Tayyar Levi Shemaimi. The Shemaim cannot tell us anything which is to do with the Torah. Can't tell us it. So, both regarding something which is clearly against the Torah, and also regarding who's supposed to like. Tayyar Levi Shemaimi. They bring another proof to this. It says when Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter, so they forgot halachas. So they went to Yeshua to ask Yeshua to help us out. So it says, they asked Yeshua to ask from Shemayim to tell us those 300 halachas they forgot. And Yeshua answered back, Torah Lei B'Shemayim. Can't. So now, one second. This Torah Lei B'Shemayim is coming to say something negative, say negative possible progression? No. It's coming to remind us halachas we didn't know, we forgot. So why, according to Tosfos, we should be able to accept that basket. And yet the Gemara says, Yeshua said, Torah Lei B'Shemayim. So you see, and that's how the Rambam's understanding is wrong. Torah Lei B'Shemayim means that Hashem Shemayim has no say in how we're going to pass our lockers, how we're going to behave according to the Torah, no say whatsoever. So we have the question, so what happened with Beit Hillel? So Yasser says, Beisham Rechoyza, I think now we can't delay Mashiach any longer, we'll have to say it. Says Rabbi Yasser, one second. Says Rabbi Yasser, oh, what's going to be when Mashiach comes? Says when Mashiach comes, we're going to pass my Beisham. Why? If Beisham Rechoyza my Beisham, why should we pass my Beisham? So listen to his words. When we get to that stage, and they will pass in that way, Oz Yavinu Zeh. Then we'll understand it. Va'ata in shum nafkemina bizeh. And for the time being, it doesn't make any difference for us what's going to be when Mashiach comes. When Mashiach comes, we'll discuss it and understand it then. Right now, this is how Aloha is. So the main says Rabbanu, but Bashar, you'll have to wait a little longer. When Mashiach comes, you'll understand it. But right now we don't. But it doesn't make a difference. Hey, now come in, everything. We have to understand that. What Toyer Rabbi Shmai means is the Rambam, even to tell us it's a Paschal like. Even if we're not sure about that, to tell us it's a Paschal like Toyer Rabbi Shmai. And if a Novi comes along and says you should know, I'm telling you, Halakha like Bezidel, when we weren't sure about it. Halakha like Bezidel, he's a Novi Sheker, says the Rambam, and he would kill him. Consultations. Very good. You can rely on him. Comes the Rambam, he's a Novi Sheker, and he'll kill him. Great. Yes, if you honest. What's your problem? Gemara Samura to Zayin Amadak.
I was wondering what did he mean when people came to Moshe Rabbeinu with questions, like not so cut, he said, hold on, let me ask the Shem.
Because it wasn't in the Torah.
What?
Because it wasn't in the Torah.
It wasn't in the Torah.
Anything that's not in the Torah, it wasn't given yet. It says, oh, it should be given Isaiah Moshe. But it was given because of these people. Rabbi was saying, so they was Zohar, and Allah was in Shabbat, but it wasn't given over yet. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know it. He went back into Veshmo. I'll have to go back to here because it wasn't yet given over. So obviously the whole Torah came in Shemayim. That we're not denying. Yeah? One of the Yud Gimel Ikim is we believe the Torah is in Shemayim. But once it's been given over to us, so we have no more right, no more supposed
to. The whole Torah was given then already.
But not it.
No, but it's written in the Torah that was the answer.
Right.
Which was given to
him. Right.
What does that mean that it wasn't given to him?
It was written in the Torah after you went there.
And when you went to ask for it afterwards?
I don't know about
you. The whole Torah was given to him?
What? Was the Torah given? No. 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 The Torah was written Parshas Parshas. Not all the mitzvahs were given our Sinai. Some before and then some afterwards. Not all the mitzvahs. And therefore, if it's not in the Torah yet, Avada, then Hashem can be Mechadish with Siddush. And all the Torah is that way. But once Hashem's given it over to us, given it over to us to work on it, that is now it. That's us. Finished. It should be chiddush for all of us. You see, what achrayus we have. See what achrayus we have. That Hashem's given us the Torah and given it over. That's it. What we decided is going to be the right thing. That's what's going to be. And even Hashem can't mix in there anymore. Absolutely cut. It's been given over. So that's what I'd like to show you regarding the Torah, Levi Shemayim. On this story of Rebeleves, it says that Ali did the Emes, when Hashem wrote the Torah, he held like Rebeleves. But since he gave it over to us, and Hashem doesn't want the whole world, the whole Torah to get completely destroyed, therefore, yeah, that's what happens. You follow that learning. That is that. The Oris and the Oris Maria, two Valdigir and Mahalchim in Tevah Vishmaimi, both each one form a chudish in the next. Yeah, the Oris Maria, the Mahalach of Tevah Vishmaimi was to tell me what type of personality trait that you can do. Chidash Gola, that's his Mahalach, and then Yasha's Chidash is even more. I'm not sure which one's more. Ismail is more of a chiddush and din. It's in that we can, but our airline and above girl to tell us who's matim to be zeicha to get the tiyat of Ismail. But Yashiv is in a matiz, in a story, I think. He's saying the fact of the matter was they were chayza. I don't know. I wasn't there. he says that Yashiv, that must have been according to that. Chiddush God. So, Chev, have you started the Nishtag? Yeah, it could be that the times of Mashiach, then it will be Mamid's not being as Mamma. We're not Mamid's, but as Mamma had, there's more Din, Cholios. As the Biyasa says, we'll wait for that.
Okay, so we will start with it. Yeah, we can start the Mishnah. Very good. The real Afanov, they brought to him. What did they bring to him? Huh? They brought him here, the Mishnah could be done with that. They brought to him. Huh? Chazeres, that's what it means. They brought him, Chazeres. They brought him Karpas. How do you know that? I don't know why, Rafi, why are you saying they brought him Chazeres? How do you know that? Maybe it means they brought him the table. No, it doesn't say that. In real funnel, they brought it in front of him. Brought what in front of him?
Oh, without reading next week.
No, then it says what you do. Look at that. So we get up a bit of fast. It says in real funnel, they brought him.
Maybe
it's the table. So why do you say it's the vegetables? They brought him the vegetables, and after they made a bracha on the wine, right? You make a bracha on the wine, then you bring him the vegetables. That's what it says over here in the Rashbam. Rashbam means the real form of Yerachis. So I imagine you haven't seen Tesis yet, but Tesis of Emastol and Via Lefonom, which you should all see at your earliest opportunity, disputes that and says the Via Lefonom means they brought for him the table. Because they used to make Kiddush, if you remember, we learned the sugya ages ago, make Kiddush and then you bring the table, right? So here's the case, you make Kiddush and then a Via Lefonom. And they brought the table and on the table was vegetables. So that's why Via Lefonom is. So you'll see in Tesis Mir Tashem. In Via Lefonom, they brought it in front of him. So either vegetables or vegetables. Who wants to translate the word metabel b'chazeres? Right, so we read before and also the Gemara about Metal Bnei Ma'ayim and Shamash Metal Bnei Ma'ayim, everyone remembers from Zayin, we learned it over there, that they used to eat dipping. So we always, the Chazal used that lesson of Metabal Ber, meaning what you're eating is Aliday Tibble. So Metabal Ber Chazeres means the Chazeres was dipped. Right, it was a bit confusing. So we had the same thing for Zayin on the base, Metabal Bibnei Ma'ayin, the same thing that Metabal Bibnei Ma'ayin, Hashamash Mitzmatvil Bibnei Ma'ayin, didn't mean that you dip it into the intestines, but it means the intestines you used to dip. So here as well, Metabal B'chazeres means that they take the chazeres and they dip. What's chazeres? What is chazeres? Chazeres is type of mar, right? Chazeres is type of mar. Right, so why are we talking about mar right now?
We had one, that's why we had a bill.
Very good. Says as well. Metabel b'chazeres. That's how the Gemara writes it. Because the time you see in the Gemara, Madre, in the Rashbam, if you have it, Tabel Chazeres, that is in the Gemara, because the time you Hashamish Metabel Bibnei Ma'ayim. That's the loss of the Gemara. The Gemara uses this expression to say that the food is dipped into something, as opposed to the feast. So why do we use this expression? The feast, they call Macholom Alibi Chibos. All their eatings were dippings. That's why it says Metabel Chazeres. Why is it saying Metabel Chazeres? That's how they used to eat. That's how they used to eat. In the olden days, whenever they used to eat anything, they would dip. Nowadays, we don't. In the olden days, whenever they would eat anything, they would dip. So why is it saying Metabel Chazeres? Because there's no din they have to dip. There's no such thing. There's no thing you have to dip into anything. But that's how they used to eat. Do you have to dip the carpets in salt water? No. That's how they used to eat. That's why they used to drink.
What after that? In the kitchen.
Whatever it was, that's what they did. There's no such a lock that you have to dip. Right, people love the charitas. This dipping that we're saying here is not in charitas. You know, Mari, you have to dip in charisis. Mari has to dip in charisis. Kintanya, come on, if you look for all, how do I just says Rasbamba? Here it's not. Here the dipping is in something else, not in charisis. How do I know that, says Rasbamba? Kintanya, come on. Afterwards it says, in another minute or so, the Mishnah says, if you look for all, matzo, chazeres, vicharisis. Only after it says you bring the charisis. Mechral, da, dain, revioi. So me, until now, hasn't yet brought, haven't brought it yet.
What does it mean, Mechral?
You can infer from that. It implies, right?
What does it matter? It's not, if you can dip it, right? If you want to.
Huh?
If you want to, you can dip it.
That's what I used to dip, yeah.
No, it's in
the... Yeah, but you might as well, you have to do it in Haris. No, later on we're going to learn the mitzvah to do in Haris.
Tomorrow
you have to do in Haris.
No, because it's the same vegetable that you use.
Right.
As one.
Yeah.
When you have to, because it's a common.
Very good question. Here, Gossi's question, why do we dip in Haris? One of the reasons is because Mara's got some which is poisonous and dangerous for the body, and therefore if you don't dip in it, it's going to cause you damage. So what else is Rashbam saying? Rashbam saying that chazeres, you don't have to dip in charis. What do you do? It's like, why not? What do you have to
getting the kids interested?
Huh? Who's talking about getting kids ready for this?
This is a kind of when you fall off the table.
What kids are interested in the kind of? What?
We're doing this to pique their interest.
You said they're doing it to be the interest.
No, yes.
We haven't seen that.
It's just a kind of interest. I'm sure you said. It's
a sukkah, it's a chazeres on its own. You have to dip in charesis. So the question is, Rashbam says that this dipping is not in charesis, because only after the mention about charesis. Pray to be honest, if we say eating chazeres, you need to dip in charesis because it's dangerous.
What about dipping in the water of eggs?
Well, no, I have to be charesis because charesis is sweet to take away the thing.
Good question.
That's a fantastic question. Great question. Here's a question. He's asking a question. He's asking what the reason why we dip chazeres in charis is because it's poisonous, and he needs some sweet apples to counteract this poison. Otherwise, because he's knowledgeable. It's a Gemara later.
I know.
He's knowledgeable. So he's saying, if so, then how can Rashbam say that these chazeres you don't dip into charis because they're not brought down yet? You have to because it's dangerous. He did not seem to ask such a question. I think some ask such a question. Based on the Gemara, on the don't know yet. Please ask the question.
Yeah.
Please ask the question. Yeah. We'll see in a second. Kizatonia, come on. Sorry. So says the Rashbam, finishing up the Rashbam. Ah, chazeres lav dafka. This chazeres is lav dafka. When it says the Mishnah, you have to use chazeres, it doesn't mean you have to use chazeres, because we haven't yet got tomorrow. It means, if you don't have any other vegetable, the tzavu b'chazeres, you eat the chazeres through dipping, v'oichol, and you eat it. Okay?
What do you dip it in?
Anything you like, salt water, vinegar, sugar water, b'nei ma'ayim, whatever you want.
The whole reason is you have to get the kids.
Who says? No. Who says? Rashbam, at the beginning of the Rashbam says, why do they dip it? Rashbam says, because that's how they would eat. Nothing about kids asking questions. Yeah? Then the Shenagamok Daniel Hashamish Vital Bnei Ma'ayim. The fee says Rashbam, Shekol Macholom Ali Dei Dibul. That's how they would eat. They would eat through dipping. So the reason why they eat vegetables dipping in vegetables is because that's how you eat it. Why are we eating vegetables at all? That's so that the kids should ask. But if we're eating vegetables, why are we dipping? That's not because of the kids asking. That's because that's how you eat. That's how they used to eat. Everything they would eat was dipping.
No, I'm saying eating vegetables at this stage.
Yeah, that's what the kids should ask.
So my question is, if your whole purpose is because they're going to have...
No.
And you have a vegetable later on called tomorrow. And the situation is, they only have this same vegetable. Why do you, like, mock them in the stage? Like, weird. Like, hold up. do something else is going to excite the kids, but why are you going to take the moral they're going to have later on, lose all whole, I feel this, like losing, like, the moral's going.
Still happen then.
I think you're doing it now because you want to keep the ass, oh, stop you, we have moral twice now? Like, what do you mean? Why are you having the moral now? It's not even the right time. It's confusing.
The question.
There's a bunch of halakhic issues that you can potentially get into over here, and all because we want the kids to have, we don't want to sell things like this because the kids are going to have.
You said you've explained your question and the answer as best as you can. But you've answered it. You're in it. All because, those are your words, say again. All because we want the kids to answer.
Why don't you just think you keep on throwing around a frisbee and the kids laugh?
Because,
why do you do special?
Because the kids asking of Chazal was not people doing stupid magic acts. That wasn't what the kids asking
means.
There was certain hanhagas which people do normally in a meal, and this time we're changing. Normally we eat vegetables in a meal, not before the meal. And now it's eating before the meal, that gets the kids to say, what's going on? Are we eating a meal or not eating a meal? All the hanhagas of the Seder, all the things to see the question was regard all things focusing around the meal. We pick up the plates, take it away, because what do you mean? We're eating or we're not eating? That's what the hanhagas of the questions of the kids. So that's the question. Why are we eating vegetables early? That was the question. Why are we eating vegetables early? And the answer is because we're doing things different. Yeah, but the focus of the questions are we're changing the meal in a different way. That's the idea. Other acts don't hit the radar. So maybe we got your question, which you asked. You also asked a good question that you should have to have charisma. So that, I'm not going to learn it with you because you haven't learned it yet. Before you start, or maybe you've seen the Gemara already, but you have to learn these things on the Mishnah. So the tases in Masavir, the front of, and tases of Masav Mitabel Chazeres, those are two tases that have to be learned ASAP, because that is on the Rashban himself. So those two take him and see the Rosh Simen Chafhei. That answers Yossi's question. So he's asked the question on the Rashban, and the Rosh Simen Chafhei answers the question. Simen Chafhei, yeah, the back. He answers the question of Yossi. So he says, argues.
What was the question?
Chafhei. He asked the question, Rashbam says, we're talking about Chazeres, then he's dipping, he's not dipping in Chareses. Because if you dip in Chareses, it's only brought later on. Then he says, of course you have to dip in Chareses because it's dangerous. And Rashbam, the Rosh, Sim Chafhei, answers it. Picks up the Rashbam, Kedai to look at it and see if you can understand it. It's Yom HaHalach, it's an interesting skidus. I don't want to share it with you because it's a chaval. You should see it and see if you fall off your chair and see how it goes. Right in the Ashram, Ashram get it up as a bath. Says the Ashram. Ashram, you haven't even seen stages yet. You already want to know what we should do. Ashram get it up as a bath. Kedem Shegia Loisa Chazet. What do you mean by Ad Shegia Lemapet Abaz? Lost on the Gemara. The Gemara says, Mitabu Vachazet, Ad Shemagia Leparperes Abaz. What does that mean? Ad Shemagia Leparperes Abaz. That's the Rosh.
Part of the meal
with Rosh.
Where is
that?
Butterfly or something? Isn't it the part of the meal
with the Rosh? The Parperes Abaz means, it's a Rosh of a Mishnah, it means the things that are eaten together with bread. Right? Spreads and things like that. So it means that we eat the mora early, even before we reach to the mora that we eat with the bread. We eat the mora early, even before we get to the mora of the bread. Says Rashbam, Koidem Shegia Loitza Chazeres, before we get to that Chazeres, that side dish that we eat together with the bread. So you eat after the bread, after the matzah. On that one, Shumavach, Allah Kedizmar. And that one, we made the Baruch Allah Kedizmar. Kedichsev, Al Matzahis, Umrari Mechlu. You have to eat it together with the matzah. It's Chidam Matzah, Matzah Mar. Mitibul Rishayim, but the first dipping, what do you mean the first dipping? The first eating. The first eating. Just the eating, you always dip. But the first eating, Zeh Kedeshi Yakir Tinoik Vishal, that's just the kid should ask. It's not normal for people to eat vegetables before a meal. The good side of nowadays that we don't dip when we eat. So you have to eat just the kids should ask for it, but when we eat we don't dip. So maybe there's no in bechal of dipping our radish in salt water. Because the Kadesh Yishra Tinoika is the Yishalu that we're eating, not that we eat dipping. Because how else I'm saying it? The reason why they used to dip, because that's how they used to eat. But it wasn't so their kids should ask, it should come out then that nowadays when we eat, we eat vegetables without dipping, without dip. So on Saturday night, we have to do things to get the kids to ask. So what do we have to do? Eat vegetables before the meal. Say that. But nobody says you have to dip the vegetables in the meal, before the meal.
Dipping is the difference.
Well, why do we have to dip? Where does it say you have to dip? Where, show me a Gemara that says you have to dip in salt water. It says they used to eat, you had to eat vegetables. Mm-hmm. And vegetables they would dip. Mm-hmm. But maybe nowadays that we don't dip when we eat vegetables. Maybe all we have to do is vegetables.
Well,
that's
something different.
Vegetables before the meal is different.
Plus.
Who says you have 2 plus? There's no mission about this. That's a salt
dipping.
How
dipping in carbide?
Huh?
You have to dip in carbide.
So there's no Mishnahs or Gemaras about that. There's no Mishnahs or Gemaras about it. So that's the hara. The hara kundra shbam. So the whole dipping was only in order because that's how they used to eat. So if nowadays you don't eat like that, so there's no need to dip nowadays. How are you going to think of this issue? You know, it wasn't this issue. It's the dipping. The issue is the eating. So maybe nowadays just have vegetables, don't dip. Of course, I'm just sorry. Just there's no way it's coming from us.
I've been given all the answers.
Okay, I'm going to leave you here because you have to prepare the sugya. Anyway, time up. Remember, the 2 days sin and the Rosh Hashanah of here. Right.